Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 23rd of September 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19 on the island. Oh, and it's official, trouble between the government and the Manx schools. We got the definitive word on flu jabs. Groudle Glen's water wheel is back in place with details of a new £10 million science and tech block at QE2. And it's another flume-free Wednesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai, an independent review of the Education Department has been cautiously welcomed by the National Association of Head Teachers. Compiled by management consultant Beamans, the report describes the relationship between the department and Manx schools as fractured. Chief Minister Howard Quayle, who commissioned the report, says there's been entrenchment and antagonism on both sides. Finding solutions to disputes between landlords and tenants is the best way to avoid evictions. That's according to a local charity, Housing Matters, which works with both parties when problems arise. The newly restored Groudle Glen water wheel has been lifted back into its home this afternoon. This summer, the wheel was restored off-island as part of an apprenticeship scheme, a project costing £200,000. Elsewhere, nearly 6,200 people in the UK have tested positive for coronavirus. That's the highest daily figure since the 1st of May. Another 37 people have died after being diagnosed with the illness. The UK Chancellor will outline measures to protect jobs from new coronavirus lockdown restrictions tomorrow. There have been concerns thousands of positions could be lost if the British government doesn't extend the furlough scheme past October. And sniffer dogs are being used at an airport in Finland to detect passengers infected with coronavirus. It follows a study which found they can identify the illness with close to 100% accuracy. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds out at sea for the next 12 hours. A dry evening on the island tonight and overnight, a fresh east-southeasterly and down to 8 degrees. For Thursday, Jordan was in rain at first tomorrow morning on a fresh to strong southeasterly, then showers through the day, top temperature 12 Celsius. Drier later, overnight minimum into Friday is 8 Celsius. And Jehenia, sunny with isolated showers on a brisk northwesterly, up to 14 degrees. Sunset tonight, 13 minutes past 7. Low water, 6 minutes to 11 tonight. The overnight high tide, 9 minutes past 5. Sunrise in the morning, 8 minutes past 7. And the morning low tide, 17 minutes to midday.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
An independent review of the Education Department, which was commissioned by the Chief Minister, has been cautiously welcomed by the Teachers' Union. Compiled by the management consultant Beamans, the report describes the relationship between the DESC and Manx schools as fractured. Rob Kelsall of the National Association of Head Teachers says the findings and recommendations will resonate with teachers who've been calling on government to listen to their professional concerns for some time. Sean Cowper spoke to the Chief Minister.
It's not a nice read. It's a disappointing the position that we're in, but I was committed to ensuring that we fixed what I saw as a rift between our educational staff and our department. I didn't want our young people's education, it's of a high standard, I didn't want it to be damaged. With the concerns that were expressed, I asked Beamans, who I've used before when I was Health and Social Care Minister, to come in to let me know where they felt the problems were so that we could help fix it.
What's the timeline for implementing some of these changes?
Well, obviously, we want to do it as soon as possible. I don't want it to be rushed. So first and foremost, I think, is we've got to have a number of meetings with those at the coalface, with our teachers and their representatives. The Council of Ministers have agreed a pathway forward, but we have to have buy-in from all parties.
We've heard about fractured relationships between schools and teachers and unions as well coming into it. There's been so much dispute there. Has this damaged education on the island? Has this damaged what school children are actually going through?
Well, obviously it's not healthy when you have two opposing sides who have backed themselves into corners, and that's why I called for the report, to ensure that we can fix it.
What's the budget for sorting this out?
Well, there's been no funds put aside yet. The cost, which hasn't been costed in at the moment in time, but that will have to be found. It's imperative that we have both sides, education, sport and culture, and our teaching and their representatives working together, because the only winner as a result of that will be our young people.
Within the section of this report that talks about the culture within the department, it mentions that there are some senior members within the department who perhaps didn't appreciate teachers properly. Who's to blame there?
I don't want to go down the blame game at this moment in time. I want to fix things. I have to declare an interest that both my sisters are teachers. I think we've had entrenchment on both sides and antagonism. We are committed to healing the rift and moving forward.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening, it's 24 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. Are you going to have a flu jab this year? Public Health Isle of Man's preparing to roll out this year's vaccination programme, which will include all children aged 2 to 10 for the first time. The island's Director of Public Health is Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
It includes people in whom flu might cause more severe illness than others, so that's diabetes, asthma, heart disease and so on. People over 65 are also eligible for the vaccine, because as we get older, again, the impact of flu illness on us would be greater. For the first time this year, we're rolling out the Healthy Child Flu Vaccination Programme, which will offer flu vaccine to all children between the ages of 2 and the end of primary school. And then on top of that, DHSC frontline health and care workers are also eligible for flu vaccine.
And do those vaccines differ group to group? Does a child get a different vaccine to someone who's over 65?
Yes, the children get a nasal vaccine, drops in the nose, which is a live attenuated vaccine.
Are you expecting there to be more interest this year, given everything that's been going on health-wise this year?
I hope so. Obviously, uptake of flu vaccine is important in any year, and we mustn't forget that actually the excess deaths that happen from flu, even in a normal year, are around those that we've seen from COVID. Because COVID is a new disease and therefore is very much in the front of our minds, it's important that we don't forget the impact of flu, which has been around obviously for very much longer.
And certainly in the UK, the advice has been very much get your flu vaccine, because if you get flu and coronavirus at the same time, it's really not a good combination. Is that something you would agree with?
That is absolutely true. We are in the extraordinarily fortunate position at the moment that we are COVID-free on island. But even allowing for that, flu in itself has significant impact. So people should make the decision about the flu vaccine primarily because of the benefits around flu, but also for the added issue that you've just outlined, that if you were unlucky enough to get a double hit with flu and COVID, the outcome is likely to be very much worse.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree making her stately way at the moment across Douglas Bay. She'll be reversing on to the Lynx Band fairly shortly. And the Ben left Heysham at 3 minutes past two, and we'll be spinning round, leaving Douglas at 8:30 tonight, arriving in Heysham at about 12:15 and leaving at 2:15, back first thing tomorrow morning at 6:00. The Ben, of course, is handling the service to and from Heysham 7 days a week. The Fastcraft Mananan on weekend duty to and from Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
If you rent property on the Isle of Man and have lost your job during the pandemic, you'll have been relieved to hear the government's put a freeze on evictions for those who owe rent until December. But tenants aren't the only ones facing financial issues. Some smaller landlords rely on income from their properties. The charity Housing Matters tackles a number of areas, including acting as a mediator between landlords and tenants. Director and trustee is Chris Barr.
There are a lot of landlords who are small landlords with, say, one property that they rent out or a couple of properties, and they may be pensioners or whatever, and they're relying on that for their income. So if there's no rent coming in, the landlord's income is drastically reduced. Basically, the way we would look at it is that it's better if the landlord gets something rather than nothing. So if somebody finds themselves in a situation where they're in property, they lose their job because of the health crisis or whatever. I see recently this week that there was redundancies down at the airport, etc. So if people find themselves unable to pay their rent, we would try and speak with those people, with the landlords, and see if we can work something out that the person could maybe make some form of ongoing payment, even if it wasn't them the full amount, etc.
If someone's in a position at the moment where they can't pay their rent, they're not being evicted because of these measures, what happens in a few months' time when that restriction is lifted and they're left with several months' worth of debt? Does there need to be some protection in place then?
I'm not sure what way the government are going to address that through legislation. I assume that will be covered by some form of government legislation. But what we would try and do in Housing Matters is we would get the tenant in, we would speak to the landlord, we would ask both parties if we could maybe work out some form of repayment schedule, so that if a tenant, say, had been unable to pay their rent for 3 or 4 months and the landlord had no income, maybe they could pay a bit extra, a few pounds extra each week, and basically pay off their arrears if that was possible.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
It's 18 minutes before 6. UK business bosses have called for fresh taxpayer support as firms respond to the COVID restrictions. Barclays Bank, the French bank Société Générale, and insurance giant Lloyd's of London are advising staff who've gone back to the office to go back home and work from home in line with government guidance. Hospitality leaders claim the new curfew for pubs and restaurants in the UK, removing a key trading hour, will be devastating for the sector. And toilet paper sales have rocketed 23% as manufacturers insist supplies of loo roll won't run out. And one of the world's biggest soap makers has seen profits fall as people washed less during lockdown. Imperial Leather owner PZ Cousins says pre-tax profits are down a third despite booming sales of hand sanitizer.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks climbed as investors reacted to key data releases. The dollar expanded as US equities fell and investors worried about the pace of the global economic recovery. Oil edged up. Gold prices eased as the dollar climbed to a near two-month high. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce was the standout gainer, having fallen sharply earlier in the week amid concerns about the impact of COVID-19. Whitbread was up, clawing back some ground after sliding on Tuesday. And the numbers now. The close in London, the FTSE 100 up 1.5% at 5,899. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.4% at 12,642. Currently in New York City, well, just after 5 o'clock anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.3% at 27,211. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 1% at 10,855. And the trusty S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.6% at 3,295. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 27.4 cents, and €1, 9.1 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold down 1.75% at $1,866 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.33% at $41.90.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Today, Groutle Glen's Victorian water wheel, which spent the summer undergoing restoration off the Isle of Man, was returned to its rightful home. The wheel and its original housing were dismantled and craned out of the Glen in April of last year by the Laxey Company Mining Machinery Developments. Lewis Foster was down to watch the return.
Today, the restoration, the wheel itself is getting lifted back in. It's a big job, massive crane stood in front of me to lift the wheel itself in two halves. They're taking the first half over this line of trees and dropping it down into the Glen, and then they'll hoist the second half a bit later on. It's part of a £200,000 refurbishment project. I spoke with Stephen Broad, the crane driver in duty today, to ask him what it was like to operate this machinery with such a prized load on the end of it.
It's quite a tricky job, really, just basically because of the radiuses we're working at, and it's all blind lifting down into the valley over the top of the tree canopy. So it's not the easiest of jobs, but we're getting there. The wheels arrived today, and they're starting to assemble the panels now for the portal frame building that's going to replace the white one down there. I think it's a replica. So it's all going well, really. The weather's played good for us, and we've taken the opportunity, really, to get it in while the wind's not blowing too hard for us.
What's it like having that Victorian water wheel on the end of the crane?
Well, of course, you're conscious of its value. It's an expensive piece of kit, so you don't want to damage it. So, again, you just take your time and don't rush, and hopefully the job goes well.
One of the more interesting jobs recently?
Definitely. Certainly better than being stuck in a building site.
Work is set to be completed by the end of next month. In the meantime, though, you can watch a video of today's operations on Manx Radio's Facebook and YouTube pages.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Dolan Mercer.
Faster my. Connor Cummins hopes to be competing again by the end of this year, after coronavirus put a halt to the motorbike racing calendar. A number of major events were cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, including the TT, of course, that was cancelled back in March. But the Ramsey Rocket says he hopes to be back on two wheels in the not-too-distant future.
I do miss my bikes. I do miss racing my bikes. I've been training, and I want to get racing probably towards the end of the year, maybe in the last BSB round, which I think is at Brands Hatch. So it's not been great, but I'm not the only one, and your health's got to come first, hasn't it? So that's the priority here. So if it means sitting out for next year, hopefully the TT happens next year and we can get back racing on the best course in the world.
Close to 300 children from years 2 to 7 are gearing up for the Junior Fell Running Championships this Saturday. This year's competition sees a change of venue to previous years, with runners competing on new courses at Knockalo Beg Farm. Chairman of the Manx Fell Runners Association, Richie Stevenson, says all the courses are age appropriate, but testing.
There's very strict rules as to how, what the distances, etc., that the juniors can run. Year two basically run round a field. They're only out for a couple of minutes. And obviously, as you move up to different years, the distance gets a bit longer. But they're testing courses, but I think the longest course for year six and seven is about 2 kilometres.
Elsewhere, there are 8 games in the League Cup tonight. Leicester host Arsenal in an all-Premier League tie, while Barnsley visit Chelsea. Joey Barton welcomes the team he supported as a boy, with his Fleetwood side taking on Everton. Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne has been nominated for the UEFA Men's Player of the Year award. The Belgian playmaker has been named on a 3-man shortlist with Bayern Munich pair Robert Lewandowski and Manuel Neuer.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
12 minutes to 6 from Ronald's Way Airport, 2 departures and 2 arrivals. The 4:30 to London City went 8 minutes late, and the 10 to 5 to Liverpool went 4 minutes late. The Liverpool flight returns at 20 to 7, the London City one in at 8 o'clock tonight. On the road, remember, Richmond Hill in Brandon is closed tonight and tomorrow from 7 till 10:30 for winter preparation work, including sluicing out the gullies. Douglas Road in Ballasalla has got 3-way traffic lights for tarmac work. Also, Main Road in Colby has got 4-way signals for footpath construction. Derby Haven Slipway is closed while they rebuild it. And also, remember, in Peel, the phase closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure this fortnight until a week on Friday will be Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corner. It'll be lovely when it's finished. All the information on Douglas Promenade's got its own website, mypromenade.im, and of course everything is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions
670-145. An argument has erupted at a local authority after a candidate in an upcoming by-election made repeated claims the contest is unfair. David Quirk has accused Onchan commissioners of failing to provide him with a voters list after he announced he was standing. The by-election takes place on the 22nd of October and could now be in doubt after central government is said to have been asked to investigate. Commissioner Anthony Allen spoke to our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
There is a procedure for a prospective candidate to obtain a list. This information has been clearly, both in written form and verbally, been given to Mr. Quirk. Up until recently, I don't think he's actually conformed with the procedure, and that procedure is by default what is required by statute. Mr. Quirk seems to have a level of misunderstanding and unfortunately has not sought help where he is having some difficulty. Regarding bias, there is no bias to any particular candidate. We treat anyone that's interested in joining the same. They will all follow the same procedure.
It may be a misunderstanding, but it's a pretty public platform to air these concerns. Are you surprised that a formal complaint hasn't been lodged, given the serious nature of these allegations? He's alleging, essentially, corruption.
I'm not quite sure what Mr. Quirk is alleging. I'm certain that there is absolutely no corruption, and the processes are followed to the letter, and that the clerk of this authority, who is a very competent person, has acted to the highest levels of integrity.
Does this whole issue throw the by-election into certain doubt?
No, I don't believe that is the case. We are obliged to hold a by-election, and we will follow the process. And if by the closing date at the end of this week there is more than one candidate, an election will be held.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's hoped a new science and technology block at QE2 High School will help prepare students for jobs in emerging industries on the Isle of Man. Plans for the £10 million facility, which includes state-of-the-art labs, workshops and classrooms, went on show this week. Details from Ewan Gorn.
Plans have been in the pipeline for a new STEM block at the Western High School for years, but finally appear to be taking shape. The low-carbon two-floor extension proposed will face Douglas Road and feature a sixth-form project workshop, heat treatment areas, manufacturing facilities and an exhibition space. It will also pave the way for an existing part of the school, which homes maths, computer science, drama and the arts, to be refurbished. QE2 head teacher Sue Moore explains how long it'll take before the block is up and running.
We're already 18 months, 2 years behind where we had hoped to be. Nobody's fault, it's just the way things are. So we're hoping we can go out to tender pretty quickly, appoint the proper design team who will do the real finalised designs, and then we can start. We obviously have to get planning permission, we'll then be able to start building. Maybe 2 years to build, so I would reckon 3 years from now. So that would be perhaps current year 9 might be able to see them in when they're doing their final year of A level. Current year 7 and 8, hopefully, we'll actually be able to use the building. That's being realistic.
QE2 head teacher Sue Moore. Well, a big supporter of the new plans is Chief Minister Howard Quayle. He says the block will support growth in new industries on the island.
We need the best facilities, and if we can broaden the horizons of our young people, certain jobs going forward may disappear and other jobs will start up, and I'm firmly convinced that the green technology skills, I've spoken to Andy Burnham about using maybe Manchester University, where they've got the latest technology and they're working heavily on this side of things. Why shouldn't we be doing more on the island for our young people? Because, as I say, that's where I see the growth in jobs going forward, is in the green technology side of things. And if we're providing the very best facilities, we're building a brand new secondary school in the south of the island, but this is for the west of the island to make sure that our young people have the very best of facilities in these areas. I'm very excited about it.
Chief Minister Howard Quayle there. Well, the plans are available to view in the school foyer until Friday and will be published on the government website.
6 minutes to six on Max Radio. With lockdown earlier on this year, many people will have had a good long look at their homes and what they have to offer. Could that be the reason, partly anyway, behind the reported local housing boom, people wanting to move to properties with more room, perhaps? Paul Crane studies local population trends and has just released his assessment of what the figures may indicate. John Moss asked him his view on the housing boom. Is it more people coming to the Isle of Man?
I don't have any knowledge on that other than estate agents. And I've had communication from one estate agent in particular directly, and the view of that group was that the movement in has perhaps been a few teachers and coming for specific jobs. It's been people aged well over 60, perhaps coming in for a safer environment, but not in large numbers, not coming in large numbers for more general work. And houses changing hands and new houses being bought, it was suggested, are due to local people who are perhaps looking at their properties again after a period of working from home and maybe looking to have a study or something additional in the house. And so they're moving on the housing market, but it's not large numbers of new people coming in. So the boom is local.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gore. After the news at 6 o'clock, Sarah Hendy's here with Spotlight. 6:30 sees Chris Kinley and Greatest Hits. Details of the stories you've heard on this update and more Manx news, interviews and podcasts at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And remember, Update is available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker and Spotify. The details again at manxradio.com.